Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. Hating on the low, I been new, I been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low in this show, cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Salute world, we're here doing a new episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Ready for another Sunday fun day? You know how we do. Let's talk about it. Real talk.
Shout out to Loose Cannon down in Orlando. Loose Cannon Squad. It's Loose and Cannon. It's spelled with a K. Man, my boy still been repping, man. He's still been doing what he's doing, man. He really blowing up, and that's the that's who got our intro song. That's my family. Free Hot Rod till it's backwards. You know, they making moves. So salute to everybody down there. Man, first of all, because we got a first ever in our top five countries tuning
yes.
in. A first ever. So we're going to let Mo Benz get into the top five
man.
Countries tuning in.
Let's run it down. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? Because we got a first time ever, I usually take it from bottom to top. You know what I'm saying? But because we got a first time ever, I'm gonna take it from top to bottom. So of course we got number one. Well, we got the home team, the United States of America. So big shout out to all the Fly, well, all 50 states, all the Fly cities. You know what I'm saying? The home team. This is American real talk. You know what I'm saying? It's what we do here every Sunday night. Number two, I'm loving the love that we're getting from South Africa. Big shout out Johannesburg.
Yeah.
Zulu Nation, man, South Africa, checking in at number two, man. That's big, man. Number two slot, like, keep that up. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We love Africa being on the check-in. Number three, Australia. You know what I'm saying? Australia always comes through, man. The land down under, you know, we got some fans down there apparently. So, you know, big shout-out to y'all listening. You know, everybody in the outback and how y'all do with the kangaroos and whatnot. So big shout-out to y'all. Number four, we got Mexico. Big shout out. I always shout out Acapulco. You know what I'm saying? Acapulco got a special place, you know what I'm saying, for me. So big shout out to Mexico.
I need a trip to Cabo, Mexico. Y'all need to get at me. I'm not hard to find, man. Search spiritual
word,
goddess.
Word.
Spiritual word. And goddess. GAWDDESS. I need a trip to Cabo.
Yes.
ASAP.
And number five, for the first time, I can't believe we've been on this show all this time, and this is the first time. And I'm a big fan of this place. I got to get there. It's on my bucket list. Big shout out to France. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm shouting out all of France, but, you know, especially Paris, man. It's just something about Paris, man. Such a romantic city. I love the language. I just love how it sounds. You know, I used to speak a little French, you know what I'm saying? Because I took it back in the day, but it kind of...
You say oui. Oui. Ooh, I know French.
I forgot all my French words, but I love it. So keep checking in, you know what I'm saying? We're a cool show here over here in America, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm live and direct from Brooklyn, New York. Black is down in ATL, Atlanta, Georgia. And we got this mix, man. We got this nice mix, this flavor. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man.
This is what we do and how we do it 5 years in running. So, a fun fact, my middle name is French. My aunt used to be married to someone in the military. And that's where they were I don't know where they were, but Italy or something like that. And so she gave me my middle name, which is French. And then my uncle, so my aunt on my dad's side gave me the name, and then my uncle on my mom's side, he named his oldest daughter after me, my middle name. So fun fact in reference to that. I'll let y'all have fun guessing what the middle name is.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're not going to say what the middle name is?
That's too much information. So, man, and shout out to everybody else that's tuning in all over the world, man. We salute you. We see you. We appreciate you, man. Mad love.
Consistency is key around these parts.
So staying consistent. 5 years in the running. You know, when it's slow, when it's crunk, we still here. We still in the mix. So,
another friend.
That fee get paid every month faithfully, baby. We here with y'all. Sometimes I be licking more and I be like, dang, didn't I just pay for this radio show? Like, it be like that. Like, you're like, damn, it's coming back again. But, man, listen. So this week, man, oh, my God. This week is called Going with the Flow. For me.
Okay.
So if you guys are familiar with the show, you know, Mo started us labeling our weeks, right? He started out this is a Mo Benz trend. And, you know, going with the flow. Saturn just went direct, all right? Saturn is the planet of lessons, of karma, you know, of closing out. You know, like the last 4 months has been crazy. And if you have Aquarius or Capricorn in prominent placements in your chart, you really, really felt it. And when I mean prominent, that means your sun, your moon, your rising, your Venus, or your north node. And there's a couple of houses. If you have Saturn or Aquarius in Saturn, you know what I'm saying, on your birth chart. But if you have Aquarius or Capricorn, you really felt it, right? These are like endings that had to happen that was just like kind of out of this world endings, man. And it's going to tie into this conversation tonight. But like, man, it was like crazy. It's been crazy. So Saturn has now went direct, right? So we're coming out of these cycles and we're going into the Great Reset, because on, I think it's the 25th, which is in 2 days, we got the eclipse, then we got the new moon. So this is called, we're going into the phase of the Great Reset, right? The Great Reset means that everything is going to look completely different. You know what I'm saying? Everything is going to look completely different in your life moving forward. The things that you may have thought would be first will then be last, and the things that were last, you're learning to go with the flow of things, right? So how I take that and apply this to my life. I have a YouTube page that has over 7,500 subscribers on it. But then I hit a roadblock. One, spiritual blockage, you know, people sending shit at me, and with Saturn being in retrograde. So I had to learn to adapt to the fact of, hey, if this page do what it do, it do. If it don't, it don't. But I didn't build this page properly because I was supposed to be helping everybody, and I didn't bring all 12 signs on. One, I couldn't bring them on because I didn't have the energy to withstand to do, you know, all of these readings within a week. So I have all 12 signs on to the main channel, which is Spiritual Goddess, GAWDDESS. So I have all of the channels, and now the views are low because now I have to build the channel back up, right? You have the signs that you have, but you still have to build them up. So in me realizing what I was going to do, I branched off Aquarius because Aquarius has always been my front runner. No matter what it is that I do, I have heavy Aquarius in my chart. So I have a second page, which is Spiritual Goddess, GAWDDESS, and the number 2, right? That's my second page on YouTube. That's the Aquarius-only page, right? So if you have, like, that's all I do is reading for Aquarius, right? I do Aquarius, dealing with all signs, how does your ex feel, general energy, you know, messages from spirit, things like that, but all around Aquarius. So you can have Aquarius anywhere in your chart. That page is doing a slow grow, right? And what I mean by that is that it's growing, but it's moving slow. It's not like I'm doing this and then all of a sudden, like, this page is just completely, you know, it's going bananas. It's growing, but it's growing slow. It's consistent, right? And so seeing that, I'm seeing the consistency. On my main page, it gives me time to go on this main page. Any accounts that got eggs, any accounts that spam, I'm deleting these things. Now, YouTube normally does this, right? Because, of course, other people are like, well, it doesn't matter if it's spam or not. Let's keep it there. That's not what I want. I'm not building a false foundation, right? So I'm removing people, and I know people are like, well, damn, you know, you going backwards with the numbers. I am. But I'm going to go backwards, and it's going to go forward on its own, right? So doing a lot of cleanup. This week I also started a new YouTube channel, which I am not giving out. I'm allowing it to grow organically. If you are close to me, you do have the link to the new page. That means the subscribers that have subscribed to my website and the few people that are close to me or like the people on places that I feel like, okay, these are my people. You actually have the link to the new page. Now, the new page, you would think, like, okay, what this new page is? This new page is, yes, it's spiritual enlightenment. It's also story times. You know what I'm saying? Mo and Smooth love when I do story times, which I'm going to do a story time tonight here. But that page is like story times. And then if you got something on your mind and you want to answer an anonymous question, you can email me, you know, or send me a question in my inbox, and I will respond to you on a video, but without using your name. So, you know, we got a couple of different things going on that page. But the story time, I feel like it's going to be big because I want to use myself, right? You can't assassinate me. I want to use myself and my experiences to be able to help somebody, right? So we're going, like, real deep. So I'm excited. I literally just started it. But I'm uploading on that page twice a week. So these videos, like whenever the story comes to my head, boom, I go and I upload it. And then I just set it out. So Mondays and Thursdays, 3 p.m. to 9. Mo, I sent you the link. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just story time. You're not seeing my face. You're not seeing anything. Like you get to just listen to the story, right? A lot of times we get caught up in the messenger, looking at the messenger. Oh, okay, she's pretty. Okay, you know, oh, she got on, you know, this, or she got on, like, no, I don't want none of that. And then I know, thank you, I know I'm pretty, but thank you very much. I'm very humble. But I want you to just pay attention to the story. So that's the push behind that third page. And we're going to allow it to grow organically. So I don't have any of my hashtags that I use anywhere else. I created new hashtags, one new hashtag for this particular page. And if you know it, you know it. If you don't, then you'll stumble across it one day. So that. And then just a major realization that I had this week, in which, we're going to talk about it tonight with the topic for tonight, but it's just like everything, I'm already seeing everything shape-shifting. You know what I'm saying? I'm already seeing everything, like, realigning. Like, all of the people that were with me in the old phase had to be released in that phase, right? And so now the new phase, you're going on with the new phase. Like, with all of the people around me, you know, I'm going on to the new phase with two people, well, you know, I mean, other than the people I do business with, right? The people I do business with, but, like, the people that are close to me, I'm going in the new phase with one person that's, like, close to me. I mean, Smooth, he's going to always be here, but I'm not including Smooth. Like, the people every day, one person that I'm moving forward with. And this is what happens, so we have to go with the flow, and we have to understand, you know, the process. We have to understand our destiny, right? And it's okay to be cool with people, and it's okay to love people, but you got to love yourself more than you love anybody else, right? So that you can be open to receiving the lessons that Spirit has for you. But we'll get into it later. I know Mo got to do his intro, but, yeah, I mean, that's my week. Go on with the flow.
That's deep. That's deep. So so my week, I'm calling it rest and rejuvenation. It was basically today that I did a lot of rest and rejuvenation. It's funny that you was talking about what you were saying about how, like, hold on, because I did, like, a screenshot of what we're kind of going into. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, how, like, you know, it's like the eclipse season, you know what I'm saying? And what's today? Today is the 23rd, so I believe the eclipse season goes from October 25th to November 8th. And like you said, these last few months, just for me, I mean, I only can speak from my experience, has just been, it's been a lot. But you know what I'm saying? I that's all I can say. It's been a lot, but I feel like it's teaching me something. I feel like it's making me grow. I feel like, you know what I'm saying, any type of adversity you might be facing is to make you better. You know what I'm saying? If you can learn from, you know, some of the things that's happening. So that's what I kind of feel like I'm doing. I feel like, you know, I'm becoming like a better realtor. You know what I'm saying? Through, like, different situations that I'm experiencing right now. You know what I'm saying? It's really getting me to level up. So you know, it's been a lot, you know what I'm saying? So today, I just really got a chance to kind of, you know, my wife was out and about, you know, doing a pop-up, so I got a chance to just really just chill, relax, and kind of reset, and, you know what I'm saying, get my mind right. But, so it's just rest and rejuvenation, man. Ain't nothing much, you know what I'm saying, but the hustler spirit is really in me, man, because, like I said, this is fourth quarter, so I'm just kind of going hard, but I'm pacing myself at the same time. And that's it. Yeah, that's really it. I can't really, you know what I'm saying, speak on it. I got some things brewing, so, I'll wait to talk about it once they pop off. But right now, you know, I'm just in that hustle mode. But definitely rest and rejuvenation for today. And then tomorrow, you know, hitting the ground running once again to start the week. So, you know, that's been my week.
I wholeheartedly understand the energy that you're in, because it's like it's no point to, like, rush. It's no point to, like, push the envelope. It's no point to be within your energy of feeling like you gotta hurry up and get some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we just hit a little pause real quick.
It's no point to like hurry up the move forward because it's no point to hurry up and move forward because what's gonna happen is gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? When is your time for it to happen? It's your time. You can't rush. You can't rush the process. You got to do what you got to do, right? So, in hindsight, I just sit back and I realize, you know, when you look at this, it's like, man, you know, everything is going to happen when it's supposed to happen. You know, like when you're waiting on your spirit guides to come through for you, you know, they're going to come through. They can come through at the last quarter, you know, as long as they come through. But if you are stressing about something right now, you're stressing for nothing because what's going to happen is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? You just got to go with it. So that's just where I've been because at the end of the day, what else can you do? You can't, when something is moving at its own pace, listen, I let it move at its own pace and I find a way to redirect my energy. And that's just how I've been for a very long time. So these last 4 months, like, I took it like a champ. Like, people don't even know that I that is goddamn, you know, and it depends on, you know, it depends on the degrees in your chart and where you are. So I'm proud of myself that I was able to take this in the manner that I was. You know what I'm saying? I'm proud of myself that I was able to handle this because, you know, 3 years ago, me experiencing this, it would have been like self-destruction. Like, what is going on? Oh, my God. And it's none of that. It's like, okay, well, guess what? Hands up, you know. It's nothing that I can do at this time but just wait this out, you know. And so it was a hell of a mission for the last four months, man. Really a hell of a mission for the last 4 months. So, you know, when you ascend and cycles close out in your life, whether it's in love, it's in friendship, it's in family, you know, it's with finances, whatever those cycles are, you got to let them close. You got to let those cycles close and not be wondering or trying to hold on to something like, oh, wait a minute, this ain't supposed to be this or this ain't supposed to be that, you know? So, yeah, it's boy, shit. I'm going to be talking about it on story time on the new YouTube channel, you know, kind of talking about just different things that have affected me and how they've affected me and just the things that you kind of encounter, you know, when you're out here doing business or doing whatever it is that you got going on. So, All right, so we're going to get into tonight's topic. I chose the topic tonight. It says, how long will you wait to date after your partner passes away? Well, I put pass, but I meant passes away. Now, I do have a story time with this, so I'm going to let them go first and answer this question. But, you know, I don't know. Like, it's something that I want to know, you know, because, you know, I have, you know, I feel how I feel internally. So, yeah, I want to top this up. So, Mo, you know, we do have a caller on the line as well. So, caller, if you hang in there, we will get to you. But, Mo, like, what's your opinion on this?
All right, so tonight's topic is how long would you wait to date after your partner passed away? I think it's mothers to it, you know what I'm saying? And I don't even want to, you know, I guess I'm just thinking in an alternative universe or something like that. But, you know, for me personally, I would need to grieve, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want to just hop right into nothing crazy, you know what I'm saying? I won't have to really just rethink a lot of things, and, you know. Yeah, I don't know. This is a tough question, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to have to think about this if it's not happening, really, kind of in a way. You know what I'm saying? So much going on. So, and then I've lost
so
many people. Yeah, it is definitely reality, though. But, yeah, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I shouldn't go first, put it like this. I shouldn't set it off. I can maybe come back after hearing some other opinions on it, but I shouldn't be the first one to set it off on this particular topic. I'm just being honest.
Right. Right, because you know what? It's something that no one really wants to think about, and then when we get in the mix of it, it's like, what the fuck? Because honestly, it's crazy. It's a crazy situation that I'm dealing with, but we gonna tap into it. Caller, did you have an opinion, or you just listening in?
Well, I mean, well, I actually was going to answer the question or not as far as saying, like, how long would I wait? Honestly, for me, it depends on the history between me and that person. No, for me, answer the question. I mean, now, if we were just working with girlfriends or whatever, I mean, I'll wait, like, you know, like, maybe 2 years or so or not, especially if we have, like, you know, like, some little history or not. If that was someone who pretty much I put a ring on their finger and they took my last name or whatever, and especially if we have kids, I'd say minimum of 5 years because at that point, I might be like, I'm going through a whole transition on a whole lot of things and whatever. I'm not going to get used to, like, you know, not waking up in the same bed with that person no more. I'm not going to get used to, like, not saying good morning to that person. Like, everything that me and that person do together and whatever, I'm not going to get used to, like, you know, them not being there, And people like, you know, I mean, me try to get over that and whatever. I mean, I've been a real damn fool trying to, like, you know, to try to call myself, I'm dating someone too soon after.
Right. Okay. Okay. So, child, I went back and forth a lot with in my head, right? But I don't like being in my head about things, right? And people will see certain things, you know, differently, and you know, you respect that, and you respect people's opinion on that. But I really been in my head for the last few days on this particular topic, and we gonna just dive into story time. Just me.
Story time.
Y'all love these story time.
Yeah, let's get into it. Story time.
All right, so. We got to go back. If you've been following the show, you can follow along. If not, you know, you may not, all right? So my partner that I was with for 2 years, you know, this is like the love of my life. This guy's absolutely amazing. We get along exceptionally well. I mean, you name it. Like, it's just a bond that's unheard of. Okay, I've never experienced a connection with anybody like I have with him, right? So we're going to start with, let me see, this is, okay. Now, I've been knowing him for a very long time, like going on 12 years, but we didn't start dealing with each other until 2020. And so when we started, like, dealing with each other, it wasn't nothing serious, you know. I knew that there was someone in his life, but it wasn't like, from my understanding, it wasn't like that. You know what I'm saying? It was like, yeah, I knew that, you know, he had love for someone, but this individual was sick, right? And so the way that he explained it is like, you know, I love him, and, you know, I'm holding on because I want them to get better. You know, they wanted, you know, things to go back to normal, okay? And, you know, I knew what I knew. He knew what he knew. If you guys know me, you know I'm in poly life. It was no, you know, undermining shit. Really wouldn't expect nothing out of it because we had such a long history. But I felt like, you know, prior to then, I never fell for this guy, nothing like that. So it was just friendship. But we ended up falling in love with each other. And the way that he moved, the way that everything was happening, like he was always under me. He was always at the house. If he wasn't at the house, then he was on the phone with me. He was always around me. And so a lot of times I don't pay attention to things because I'm so caught up in what I'm doing and I'm so caught up in my hustle. And everybody knew, you know, who he was. Everybody around me, everybody, you know, just that knew me knew that, you know, he was the most important thing as far as romance in my life. So December of last year, we had chilled with each other for like 2 or 3 days. And then like Christmas Day, that morning he got up and he had went home. Now, I don't celebrate holidays, so I was like, deuces, do you. He go home and then, something just came. I went to sleep, and Spirit woke me up and was like, call him. And I was like, for what? So I called, he didn't answer. So I was like, that's strange, because he always answered the phone, you know? So then, you know, I called back later, he didn't answer. Then he texted me later on, what's going on? I say, what's up? Tell me what's going on. He, being him, he wasn't telling me. So I said, okay, now you didn't tell me, you want me to come to the house. Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. So that's when I find out that she was at the house. So I'm like, wait, what? So now, let me explain what I was feeling. I knew that he spent all of his time with me. I knew how he felt, you know, to me. He was in love with her. He loved her. He loved me, you know. It happens. Somebody's in love with two people. And so, but he gave all his time and energy to me. So he was in love, you know what I'm saying, with the situation that we had going on. Right? And then you got a situation with her. He kept saying, listen, I can't even sleep with her. You know what I'm saying? It's not like this is just something that we do. You know, she's always around, da da da. And I just wasn't hearing that, because I felt as though, like, you taking my energy, right? You know, because you got to be mindful of succubus and incubus, right? Those are people that are around you, and their life may not be what they want it to be, or they may be low on fuel, but they come and they suck all your energy, right? When you're mindful of the energy that you're putting out and you're vibrating in a high frequency, you get people to come around you and they just suck your energy. And so this is what I said, no, you're just sucking my energy up so you can pass time, you know, with them. No, that's not going to happen, right? So at that moment, I was just like, yeah, no, it's done. It's over with, right? And I'm like, do what you do. That was Christmas. And then, like, right after that, he caught COVID. So, of course, you know, I didn't leave because, you know, I wanted to make sure he was okay. And then that ended up us, you know, dealing with each other again. So, you know, I was just kind of like, it wasn't serious, because I was just like, no, you got to figure this out, you know. And it was just really something that he didn't know how to figure out, right? He honestly didn't know what to do. And he just said, if I was in this position, I wouldn't want anybody to leave me. And I'm like, I'm not telling you to leave them. Never told him, you know, leave her stuff. You can deal with her. But at the same time, it's like every single holiday, they there, but every other day, you're here. You know what I'm saying? So don't make it seem as though, you know, I can't, like, I don't matter when it comes to valuable time. And if so, you can have that. We had a long talk, a long discussion, sat down with the fam, whatever. Now, mind you, he can be here for a whole weekend. His phone don't ring, and his ringer be on. He don't get no calls, you know. He just doing what he doing. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody bothering him. Like, we in our own zone. We doing our own thing, right? And so he finally decided in February to have this conversation with her. And, like, you know, kind of let her know, right? Like, hey, you know, I'm here for you. I'm not going anywhere, but I do have a relationship that I've been in for the last few years. So when he did that, our situation changed, because now she start pouring more energy into him, right? Oh, it's the fact that she was like, it is what it is, but she didn't want nobody else to have him. You know what I'm saying? And being that she was sick, I was just like, look, I'm not going to put you in a position where you got to make a decision, because it's a hard decision to make. And if I was with somebody and I got sick, I want somebody to, you know, ride for me. So I'm going to do you the favor and walk away. This is when we separated in February. I went my way. He went his way. 4 months later, I was in another relationship. You know, 3-4 months later, I was in another relationship, you know. It is what it is, right? But the whole time, he just was like, you know, yeah, I love her. You know, I love you. But this is, you know, I'm trying to figure it out, right? And, you know, he never told me to the extent of how sick she was. And mainly, that was the main thing that was, like, a issue within our life for me. Because I'm like, this person is here. I don't really know. You know, I wanted to meet her. You know what I'm saying? You know, like the Lifetime movie networks, like when the person is sick, but they weren't married. But, like, you know, on Lifetime, like the wife is sick, like, and they know. Yeah, they know she finna pass away, and then the guy starts dating, and then she meets them, and sometimes they like the new girl, and sometimes they don't, especially if they have kids together. But that's how it was. Like, he wanted to set us up to meet each other, and then he changed his mind. He was like, no, I ain't gonna do that. You know what I'm saying? But it was kind of like that. So we started communicating again, like, in August. We're communicating off and on, but we communicated from August to, like, the end of September. And then it just, nothing happened. It's just, I was like, okay, I'll talk to you next week. And this was, like, on a Friday. So I was like, okay, I'll talk to you next week. And he was like, okay. And then next week came, which was, like, the top of October. I didn't call him. He didn't call me. And I'm just like, you know, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? It's not what it is, right? I know that you're there. He's always like, you ain't going nowhere. You ain't never leaving. And I'm like, I may not be, but I'm not going to be, you know, in this. And so here it is. 3 days prior to the day I reached out, my youngest son was like, hey, I want to talk to such and such. And I was like, no. And then I was like, you know, I ain't talked to him in a minute, so, you know, I'll figure it out, right? And then 3 days later, you know, Spirit came and Spirit was like, check on such and such. And I was like, okay. But I ignored it. I ain't going to lie. And Spirit came right back and said, check on such and such. And so I said, you know what? Let me check on him, because whenever Spirit tells me to reach out to somebody and check on them and I don't, it'd be some bad shit that happened. And I regret it. Every single time, no bullshit. So I reached out. He didn't answer. He hit me back the next day. And he texted. He was like, you know, blah, 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 you know, explaining, you know, why he was just not reaching back. And then I said, I was just checking on you. And he was like, okay. And it was very blunt, and that's, like, very blank, and that's not like him. So I picked up the phone, and I called, and I'm like, are you okay? And clearly he was not okay. So I'm trying to figure out, like, hey, what's happening? He's the type of person that I have to extract information out of him. He's not a big talker. So as I'm extracting information, I come to find out the girl has passed away. Now, I never knew to what extent. He just kept saying, like, you know, see, this is what he kept trying to prove to me. He kept trying to, like, show me. You know what I'm saying? Like he honestly was trying to show me that, you know, she was sick. But he never was, like, expressing how sick she was. He was just saying, I just can't leave her while she's sick. You know, I didn't know, like, to what extent. I know it wasn't no cold. You know what I'm saying? And I know it was something that she had a lot of pain with. But it was just, like, I think it's hitting me because, like, this is my best friend, and he kept trying to explain to me, but I think he didn't know how to explain it, or I felt as though he didn't want to. Either he didn't know how to or he didn't want to, but I feel like he didn't know how to because he's done several things to get me to realize, like, what he's saying is true. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what I'm dealing with. Like he was trying, but I was just shutting him down. Like, I hear you, but, you know what I'm saying? And this was a lot, but I feel like I just didn't want to be, I didn't want my energy to be used in that manner. You know what I'm saying? I was being selfish, and I was just like, no, you're not going to suck up my energy and then go and do whatever you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is why it's on my mind, because I feel like I was being selfish. You feel me? Like, his action showed me what it was. Everything about him showed me what the fuck it was. You feel me? But it just me. It was me. And I feel like it was me because Spirit wanted me to give them that time together. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody knows when it's going to be somebody's last day. You know, we can change everything in our life other than the day we're born and the day we leave. So nobody knows that, right? And if I would have been taking his energy, you know, if I would have been around, he would have been, like, really in my energy. You know what I'm saying? I would have been in his energy. And I feel like that wouldn't have been, he wouldn't have gotten to experience, you know, their last days. And I don't even know if he got to experience their last days like that. I just feel like he needed to focus on what he needed to focus on, right? And it's a reason that Spirit just kept having me back away and just let him figure that out, right? You know what I'm saying? Because that's a fair statement. And the thing is that they've been together for a very long time. So they've been in each other's life, I'm going to say, for a very long time. So with them being in each other's life for a very long time, of course, no matter what was happening, that bond was there. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're attached to somebody and you, no matter what it is, whether y'all see each other every single day, whether y'all, you know, hunching, you know, twice a week or not hunting at all, when you love somebody, you genuinely love them, right? Without sex involved, with sex involved, whatever it is. So within the time that they've known each other, the bond is definitely there. Just like he and I, our bond is definitely there, you know? And so he's hurt. And I know he's hurt. And I'm hurt because he's hurt. And then I'm also in my head because I'm like, damn, boy, I was selfish as fuck, you know? Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. I just feel like if I would have just listened more, but then I still needed to give him his time because everything that he was saying, he was telling me the truth, but I was like not. So, you know, I just, things like that I pay attention to. But he's hurt, and you know, that's something that he's going to have to deal with, somebody that, you know, no matter what, you knew they were there, you knew they were sick, you cared for them, you know. You know, he said this is a different kind of pain, like he's never, you know, experienced this type of pain. And so, yeah, it's not like dating, but then for me, I'm like, shit, I'm here. But, you know, I'm not saying anything about nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be selfish. I don't want to be selfish-er, you know, and be like, you know, like, okay, you know. So, I don't know, Mo. What do you think?
So, all right, so let me, all right, I'm trying to just unpack everything that I just heard, right? So, okay, so let me get this straight. Let me try to, because it seemed like you was kind of being vague on some parts and, like, saying some parts. So I'm trying to read between the lines. I don't know.
It just happened, so, you know, and he be stalking everything. I don't know if he's listening to the show, but, you know, I mean, it just happened, so I don't want to be... You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be an asshole about certain things. So,
yeah. It's real talk. So, you know, look, I'm just giving my advice. You know what I'm saying? Or just, you know, on the outside looking at from what you just told me. So,
right.
A couple things that I just need to know. So, all right. So it's kind of like a poly relationship with you and him. So like you see other people and he see other people and then y'all see each other, right? Is that kind of the situation?
Okay, so that's how it began, right?
Okay.
And then he took that from me because then he didn't want me to deal with nobody else. Remember I talked about this, like, last year?
Yeah, I remember that.
Like,
I remember that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he took that, so then I just started focusing on him. That's why when we separated, I waited to move on. Like, it was then he cut it off, but he was paying the cost to be the boss, so it was what it was.
So now, but he told you, like, I want you to kind of, you know, not deal with no other people and just, you know, be with me. But so he was dealing with you and the person that passed away.
Right.
The only reason
I agreed is because I know he couldn't sleep with her. You know what I'm saying? It was an emotional bond. It wasn't a physical bond. So I was okay with it.
All right. Well... And it seemed like he might have been with it. I'm just, like, once again, I'm just on the outside of it. So it seems like he might have been with that person for a long time or, you know, had kids together or something. Yeah.
No
so
kids.
It seemed like it's something. No kids, but just been with that person for a long time. No kids. So.
Yes.
Okay, so, you know, anytime, like, you with somebody for a long period of time, and that person is no longer there, of course, it's going to be a void. No matter what, because you just so used to that person. Even if you go through your ups and downs with that person, the person pisses you off, whatever, you know, are very sexually active, you're not sexually active, whatever.
Exactly.
You know, if that's like a life partner of yours and that person is no longer there and you know they will never come back, you know, that's going to be, that's an emotional thing. So,
yeah.
You know, So it's going to take, it's going to probably take, for whoever it is, you know what I'm saying? So that's going to probably take, especially if this just happened, it's going to probably take a while for him to be able to kind of move on totally, because he's still, you know, still new. So I just think you got to give that person time, you know, when it's meant to be or whatever, you know, then I think you two will.
Oh, I'm not pressing the fact of us. You know, I'm here,
okay.
He's here. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
We ain't going nowhere.
You just
saying, but
okay, but you just saying, because you were saying you was acting selfish and stuff like that, and you was kind of like second guessing yourself. Shut up. So that's why I'm. That's
I
why
was
I'm
second
that,
guessing
like
myself, Mo, because he was okay. Trying to explain to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like chill. It's not, you know, like just chill. You,
so,
you,
but
you
but what I'm saying, that's, if you were saying that, it seemed like you was feeling some type of way, like, oh, why are you going over there? We supposed to be chilling or something like that. Are we supposed to be doing this? And
no, not that night.
No. It
was
like
everything
that
we
okay.
were supposed to do, we did. My thing was
okay.
the energy, right? The succubus and the,
okay.
the incubus energy. It's like
you're saying he was draining your energy because he was
exactly.
talking about
her all the time? That's what I'm saying. Like you
oh.
holding on to this situation until whatever the outcome is. Of course, he had high hopes that she would get better. But it wasn't getting better, it was getting worse. But you holding on to something and you just don't know what the outcome is going to be, but you're filling yourself up with my energy. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is, believe it or not, it becomes draining. You know what I'm saying? Because whatever
now,
his
on,
energy is, that's what my
yeah.
energy starts to, you know what I'm saying? Like I have to
you
keep resetting myself because
yeah.
I was giving him so much energy that he needed, and he may not even knew how deep it was when it came to the energy, but because I'm so, you know, that's my life, you know, focusing on spirituality and focusing on my energy, right? When somebody come around
yeah.
you with bad energy, you know that the energy is bad. He never had bad energy, but it was just that he was so depleted on his energy. You know what I'm saying? He was drained. So when he come to me, he was refreshing his energy, and I'm like, you come around me and refresh
mine.
Your energy.
He's refreshing your energy, but he's draining yours at the same time. That's what you're saying?
Exactly.
Oh. Okay, so now, all right, so now I guess my next question is this. So it's not like that, but it's the part that you want to see, like, because you like being around this person, it seems like, you know what I'm saying? You're long,
yeah,
long
he's a great person.
Company, but you just waiting to see, you're saying how long would it take before he'll just have refreshed energy and won't be so, you know, feeling some type of way because she passed away. Is that what you're talking about? Is that what you're saying?
Well, more so like nobody knows how long it's going to take for him. The reason that I feel
Come
like
on.
I was being selfish is because he was telling me what it was, but I was just like, okay, if this person wasn't studying you for real, if this person, you know, well, you weren't putting energy into that situation because you was putting all of your energy into this situation. And then when this person just knows, like, okay, yeah, you officially know, yes, it's somebody else in the picture. You know what I'm saying? Then her whole energy changed towards you. Now, you know, you want to be involved. You want to be around. You want to do all of these things now, which I'm glad that she actually did start coming around because, you know, her time was near. You know, I'm glad that she did, you know, start coming around with him because, you know, he really did care for her. You know, it takes a strong type of man to know that you've been with somebody for a long time and, you know, there's no sex life, or if it is, it's very bare minimum, and you still love them, you know what I'm saying, through whatever they're going through. You're standing in the pain. You know, he's going to be definitely spiritually rewarded for his good deeds of still staying, you know, by their side, but still yet trying to move on with his life, but can't fully move on because that situation was present. You know, we've talked about
yeah.
marriage, we've talked about how buying a house together, we talked about all of these things, but the situation was still, you know, present, you know. So it was kind of like a blockage on our growth because the situation was still at hand. And that's where I was like, well, this situation is kind of blocking what I got going on. And if you saying it's not nothing, then why is it blocking? And in actuality, he never just broke down how sick she was. He was trying to. He was trying, but he just, maybe he didn't know the right words to say. I don't know.
He just wouldn't articulate it very to the point where you
He would articulate it very well. No, like he was trying. Like, I mean, listen, I can recall a time where when we had this big falling out, I'm like, dude, you was just here for a couple of days, and then you go there, it's the holiday, she there. And that night she had got sick, you know, and she was in the hospital. And he called me at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and he was like, look, you know, I need you to talk to me while I'm going home. I'm so tired. I'm so sleepy. He said, this is what I go through. I'm always having to go to the hospital with her. Like, he was trying to let me know, like, it was nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's always sick. And I was like, bitch, I don't give a fuck if you go to sleep behind the wheel. What the fuck you calling me for? But we had just had a falling out that day because I'm like, you over here 3 days, you know, playing family guy, and then, you know, you over there, you know, I don't give a fuck. Like, shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's how I be when you're juggling two females, I guess. You know what I'm saying? You got to... It's going to come with that. You know what I'm saying? So, but, you know, look, that's the energy. You know, you got to know that's what's going to come with it. You know, if you having two different relationships, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like that's what it was. But, you know, but I think it was just an emotional time for that person. You know what I'm saying? Why, you know, because if he was just there for her and, you know, and seeing they, you know, probably, and, you know, he knew her when she was, like, healthy. And then to see her health deteriorate, you know what I'm saying? That's just got to be tough to kind of handle. You know what I'm saying? So it takes a while. But, you know, but the thing is, if you've been there for him, been that kind of like shoulder to cry on or whatever, that person to talk to, you know what I'm saying, where he's just like, damn, you know, like, I'm going through it, because, you know, that's just emotionally draining. So the same way, imagine him, you know, imagine this, like, so you were saying, like, his energy, right? So he come over to get rejuvenated by you, but you saying it was kind of like an incubus situation, like where you like, all right, I'm trying to be there for you, but then you kind of sucking my energy, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm talking to you about this situation and being there for you. Imagine how he was feeling, because he was that same person for her. You know what I'm saying? Because she, you know, she's very sickly and like, you know, knowing that her time is coming to an end, he trying to, you know, be in good spirits to try to, you know, telling her everything going to be all right and, you know, you just got to be strong and stuff like that. So it's a lot, you know, like death is a lot, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I didn't even really want to kind of touch on this subject, because I just, you know, I mean, like I said, it's a reality. I mean, we all know that it's going to happen someday. You know, our time here is limited, you know. But at the same time, it's just not here. You know, I just, you know, it's kind of like I don't really like to talk certain things, because you just never know, you know, words is power, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you just got to be careful. You got to be careful what you say, you know what I'm saying? So I just don't want no energy going the wrong way, you know what I'm saying? Because,
exactly,
like I said,
that's what it was about, like energy. And then I'm like, exactly. Oh, dude, energy, bro, like energy is big, you know, energy. I'm so big on energy, and he continued to be a great person when it came to me, you know what I'm saying? Even now, like,
yeah.
I'd be like, hey, you know, you good, you all right, you know, checking on him on a regular basis, you know, what's going on, talking, you know, trying to crack some jokes and stuff like that. But, you know, it's just that energy. So you know, And like you're saying, like, he has to be that person for her, and I had to be this person for him. You know, it was a cycle. You feel me? And it's like,
yeah.
I didn't ask to really get in this cycle. You know what I'm saying? I didn't sign up for this, really. I didn't go sign up on the dotted line. I just ended up here, right?
Yeah.
Not knowing what the freak I was getting myself into, you know what I'm saying?
Life
because
happened.
It all just happened. But it's like Source guided me to be, you know, his pillar. And then I'm like, okay, if I'm being your pillar, you know, you have to handle this a certain type of way. And, you know, at first when he was like, you know, I want y'all to meet, I said, hell no. And then I was like, you know what, a couple of days later, I was like, yeah, I'll meet her. And he was like, yeah, no, we're not going to do that. So I changed my mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, nope, I'm not going to let y'all meet. She wanted to meet me, I wanted to meet her. But then he was like, yep, nope, not going to let y'all meet. You know, y'all know about each other, that's all y'all need. You know what I'm saying? I don't want no craziness. I don't want nothing in the mix, you know what I'm saying, of whatever it is that's going on. then I just feel like my point is just like, you know, he was definitely trying to tell me, you know, he was trying to tell me he just wasn't articulating the message properly. You know what I'm saying? And so now I just feel like, I guess it's kind of selfish, again, for me to be like, damn, I wish I could have read between the lines. You know what I'm saying? Of what he was trying to tell me, you know, this entire time. Because he's a great guy. He's a great person. Like, he's my twin flame. He's my person. He's my rider. He's my, you know what I'm saying? He's all of those things to me. And then when you got a situation where you got two people, okay, so and then, here's the thing. We were talking about karmic cycles ending. And it gets touchy because it's so fresh and so new. My thing is I read people for a living. And so I had told him, I said, you know, just listening to some of the stories that had happened, I was like, this is a karmic partner of yours, right? And he had just got so accustomed to whatever the situation was because it was what it was for him. You know, like, okay, I'm here, fuck it, you know. He was not the person that stepped out first in the connection. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, he was not the first person to step out. So okay. When it was, he just, you know, he's just a good guy. So when our connection blossomed to be what it was, he was like, I don't even know how we got here. I don't even know how this, you know, ended up. He had already committed himself to the connection, regardless of what had went on in the past. But I told him this was a karmic partner. You know what I'm saying? And even though, like I say all the time, karmic relationships are the hardest relationships to break because they're toxic and they're loving at the same time. Even though you may know that a situation is not going anywhere, why, you know, you would still hold on to it and find reasons to hold on to it. And while I was in it, I'm like, okay, the situation is not growing, it's not progressing, it's not going anywhere, things can't happen. Like I didn't understand the purpose of it. But his whole purpose was, I'm going to see this through because I've already committed myself to seeing this situation through. You know what I'm saying? He said, I just don't want to hurt you during this process. I just don't want you to feel left out. I don't want you to feel left behind. I don't want you to feel hurt. I don't want you to feel any of these things. And I'm like, well, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But I told him that was a karmic connection just based on the history that they've had, you know, just based on everything that they've been through. You know, you can only know.
Yeah, hello. Yeah.
So you have to know this, right? And then as we are leaving out of Saturn, the Great Reset, karmic lessons ending. So that's a hard pill to swallow that, you know, she passed on during the Saturn retrograde. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a connection that ended, a fatality, you know, during the Saturn retrograde.
Yeah,
Yeah, like, and
that's
the Great
that's
Reset.
That's the universe. That's that spirituality. You know what I'm saying? When that's when it,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the spiritual part. You know what I'm saying? That
that's
I always
the deep shit about
because
it.
Because I can always see that. I can always, you know, like, you know, these last few weeks we've been talking about, like, the different, like, you know, how I just told you this season I've been a little bit more, I don't want to say religious than usual, but I've been a little bit more whatever. But at the same time, I always see the spirituality no matter what, the bigger picture, the bigger universe, how you just said that. So, yeah, that's deep, man. That's very deep because it's just different layers to certain things.
Yeah, it's different. It's different. It's crazy. And when you really break down the whole, you know, the whole situation and you're looking at this from a karmic perspective, you know what I'm saying?
I can see what you're saying. Yeah.
It's a karmic cycle ending during, it's a karmic cycle ending during, you know, a retrograde, you know what I'm saying? So that's like, it's weird that it happened. Like, these are the things that you have to pay attention to, you know, no matter what, like the start and the ending, you know what I'm saying? When you having kids and when people are leaving here, you know,
during
certain times, like these things are very significant. And we don't want to look at these things and we don't want to talk about these things, but it's crazy how right before Saturn went back direct during a retrograde, a major retrograde that affects him. He's a Capricorn, right? You have a finale of a cycle that had to be broken. And people don't really break things down. People get really touchy and so on and so forth. And I'm building myself up on having deeper conversations because the conversations have to be had. Put it on the shelf in the bathroom. These conversations have to be had about, you know, cycles ending and so on and so forth and when they end, you know, that window, you know what I'm saying, that 90-day window before or after, you know, paying attention to the windows, what was going on within that 90-day window before they happened, you know what I'm saying, before they exited. And generally, it's within a 90-day window after a birthday. You know what I'm saying? Or a 60-day window, a 90-day window before a birthday or a 60-day window after a birthday. You know what I'm saying? So like, these are things, like, I've been studying and paying attention to, and then you have certain people that cross over, and it's not within a certain window. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I'm trying to figure out what does that mean, you know? We have to really pay attention to signs and synchronicities, you know what I'm saying, when people pass. Paying attention to these particular portals. But I told him a long time ago, I said, this is a karmic connection that you have with her. He said, what? No, this ain't no karmic connection, and this is that and the other. You know, it is what it is. It's a very karmic connection, you know what I'm saying, because she didn't just get sick. She's been sick for a very long time. A very long time. Like, they have been depleted for years, you know what I'm saying? But he was committed to sticking through what he said. He just has that type of heart. He's a caregiver. He's a caregiver at heart, you know what I'm saying? So like, that's the deep aspect of it. Like, boom, this shit ended. There was a finale to it during a fucking retrograde. That's what, when we had started back communicating, I backed away. I was like, yeah, I don't want to start nothing back up with you doing this retrograde. I need Saturn to go back direct before I do anything. Because, baby, it ain't going to last. So I'm going to just sit this one out to after Saturn go back direct, you know. I was telling him today. I was like, you know, I know you probably was wondering, like, dang, she never called me back. And then he don't press issues. So, you know, he finding things to do with himself. It wasn't that I was mad, and I know he probably thought I was like, okay, forget it, but I told him, I said, I was going to tell you after the, you know, Saturn went direct. Like, I didn't want to start nothing. I didn't want to, you know, be involved in anything while Saturn was in retrograde, while Saturn was the way that it was, because Saturn affects you and I. You know what I'm saying? So I needed to wait for that to go. So this shit get real deep, you know. It gets real deep. It's a lot that go along with it. And when people, you know, you got people that don't believe in the astrology. You really, really do. Astrology has been around before anything. You know what I'm saying? You know how astrology helped people find out these things, because it was no English language back then. It was no time back then. You know what I'm saying? They knew when you were born was by the stars, the moon, the sun, where it was positioned. That's how they were able to identify, you know, when you were born, and to know what your future and your destiny is by the lineup.
If we really just look at it, it's the seasons. It's science. It's mathematics. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you just, I always said this, and we've had this conversation on the show many a time, so when it came up in especially our spiritual conversations, but you can just tell it's something to it because the seasons change. You know what I'm saying? So it's just really analyzing the seasons. You know what I'm saying? You can just see it. Like, every year around this time, you know, the weather starts to switch up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Leaves falling from your trees.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, the reset, the great reset, right? All your leaves falling from your trees.
No one's
right
going to
wait.
Winter's coming, you know, it's the same thing. So if the season, you know, this season is always like this, and if people are born in this season, you know what I'm saying, they're going to have similar characteristics because it's the season that they come from. Same thing in the summer, you know, summertime is hot, you know, it's this and that, you know, so when you really break it down,
Leos,
it just makes sense. It's science. Yeah, I'm a summer baby. You know, I'm ruled by the sun. You know what I'm saying? I know this. You know what I'm saying? So It's deep. You know what I'm saying? It's very deep, but you know,
it's
but
real
sometimes
deep. But that's that's where I was coming from, like
okay,
on a
with this topic tonight.
Yeah, I'm coming from it from a person that genuinely loves him, and I know he genuinely loves me. But on a spiritual aspect, more than anything, on a astrological aspect, you know what I'm saying? More than anything, like paying attention to these times and so on and so forth. You know, like I said, it's a lot that I don't really want to get into because it's so fresh. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you know, this is how I am. The type of person you was to me when you was living is going to be like the energy that you going to have with me when you gone. Now, respecting the fact of letting new be new, you know, whatever the case may be, I'm still not going to forget how you was because you're not here. You know what I'm saying? That's the dumbest thing that people can ever realize. It's like when people go to interact with their egun, right? You go to interact with your ancestors. If your ancestor that you know was a total B-I-T-C-H to you, was backstabbing people, was conniving, gossiping, and so on and so forth, why would you go call on that ancestor to work with you? What do you think they're going to do? What energy you think that they're going to send your way? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, you gotta know these things. So with that, but with all due respect to him, you know, that's why I was kind of like skirting around the situation. It's reasons why I was saying what I was saying. It's reasons why I was acting like that. But I know that I needed to be there for him because he needed the energy. He needed the boost. But for him, he didn't really, like, he knew what was happening, but he really tried to give people the benefit of the doubt even after they're showing him. And I feel like, honestly, my honest note to close this out, if he would have seen that situation for what it was, he wouldn't be this hurt right now, but he still held on. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what was happening or what was going on, he still held on because he had high hopes. And he tell you out his mouth. He said, I see shit, and I see how people do me, and I still give them the benefit of the doubt, and I still just let it happen. And so now it's weighing on him because you got to think about how it's weighing on him. Yeah, he has a void, right? But you still got to replay how you were treated. You know what I'm saying? You got to replay how you were treated. Now you're stuck here filling a void for someone that just didn't quite, you know. It was a lot of things going on. So that's the same energy that I have for them. So it's not so much of that. It's just knowing that somebody that I care about so much is hurt. And because of me knowing what I do know, I wasn't okay with him taking my energy to be able to surpass with that. I just wasn't. It was too much going on. He's just a great guy. He in the good guy club.
In the good guy club. All right, well, that was
a good guy.
That was deep. You know what I'm saying? Well, so, you know, once again, tonight's topic was how long would you wait to date after your partner passed away? So, I guess Black's story time kind of summed it up. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to leave it at that. You know what I'm saying?
The bottom line is, when you got a partner and you know your partner is sick, more than likely, if you don't, even if you are the sick partner, you got to know that your partner probably has somebody outside of you to move on with their life after this goes on. Yes, your partner still has the room to mourn. Yes, your partner still has the room to go through what they're going through. But just be mindful that if they have someone that's sick and that there's that possibility of a transition where it may happen, your partner is probably already moving on, or if they're moving on with you, just know that it's absolutely normal. You know what I'm saying? A person does not have to stop their life because something is ending in their life, especially when you know it's a finale ending. A person has the right to be able to move on to start to restructure their life for life after this particular season. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like that's what he did. He was restructuring his life so that it wouldn't take that hard fall, but it still, you know, it still was a hard fall.
That's interesting that you said that, Joe, but because I, you know, I'd be looking at a lot of my ancestors, right? And I look at a lot of my ancestors that are still here. You know what I'm saying? My OGs, my uncles, my aunts, you know, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? My elders, I guess I should say.
Yeah, they're your elders, not your ancestors.
They're
still living.
Yeah, let me correct myself. Wait, well, thank you for correcting me on that. My elders. Yeah, my elders, right? So looking at my elders, I do see how, like, a lot of them, you know, who've had life partners the past, they really never did move on. They never really did get anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Even I just look at, you know, just people that I've seen, and it's just interesting. You know what I'm saying? Like, for my elders, which is wow, you know, because I have some people that come to mind. You know, I had an aunt, you know what I'm saying, that passed away probably about 6 years ago. And after she passed, before she passed, her husband passed away first. And, you know, I could tell, you know, it just wasn't the same. Like, he was a big pillar in her life. And they hold, you know, her and her, how can I say it, you know, her whole situation with her two kids and, you know, and that being her husband. And then she passed, you know, maybe a few years later, a couple of years, 2-3 years later, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I have an uncle, you know, his wife has passed. And, you know, I know he probably wanted to swerve or whatever, but, you know, I could see that it's still a void that's left, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know,
He's swerving. He's just not bringing them around, honey, because he ain't never found nobody that compared to that. But he's swerving.
Yeah. He's swerving, though. Yeah, no, you're right. It's funny because you just picked up on that. I guess the word I said, you probably can just picture him if I said swerve. You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, I just noticed that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So just people that I've come over. But it's perfectly normal to move on. And you should move on because life moves on. But I just noticed that, you know, some people, they never do find another person to fill that void. And they might have had little, you know, things they tried to work out or whatever, but it just never was that person. You know, that person was such a pillar in their life that they never really found anybody that could take that place. So they just kept it blank, so to speak. So I don't know. I just wanted to kind of touch base on that before we wrap everything up. But once again, Black, another deep show. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do here, real talk. We get to thinking. You know what I'm saying? Real life situations, man. You know that everybody goes through things to think about. So, without further ado, you know what I'm saying, we got about, 18 minutes left in the show. So, I'm going to get into my favorite part of the show. This is the world-famous chop-up. So, you know, for anybody that's new to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk my shit on certain things that I thought was interesting throughout the week. So, you know, before I dive into the world-famous chop-up, you know, I always got to serve it up to Black. So, Black, you know what I'm saying? This past week, was there anything that you was just tripping on that you wanted to bring to the chop up and talk about?
No, because I haven't been in the news this week. I've been bodied,
Okay. All right, so look, I'm gonna run it down. So a couple things I want to get into. All right, so first thing I want to get into, show review. You know what I'm saying? And this show has been kind of deep. I was like, you know what, I ain't gonna watch it. I ain't fucking with it. Then I'm like, it's Halloween, so I need something just like this, a little different, a little like out there to watch. You know what I'm saying? Just for the Halloween. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's that kind of. But what's kind of crazy about this? Usually when you dive into some Halloween, you're looking at some fiction. You're not looking at no like real shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, at least that's what, you know, it seems like, you know, fictional characters, they're based on maybe, I don't know, different entities or whatever, you know, this whole Halloween energy, you know what I'm saying, October or whatever. It's, So long story short, then people start telling me, oh, have you watched, the Dahmer show? And for the longest time, I was like, nah, I'm good. I kind of know about the story. I don't know if I want to watch it. But, you know, certain people just kept asking about it. I guess they just wanted to get my opinion on it. So I was like, you know what? Let me just check it out. So I watched it. And very interesting, you know what I'm saying? So it's a very, very interesting story. So I'm just going to put the people on for the people out there. So, you know, close your ears if you haven't seen it and you want to watch it, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to get no spoiler alerts. I ain't gonna go in too much because I'm only, it's a 10 show episode, 10 show series, you know, 10 shows for the series or whatever. And it's on Netflix. I'm at episode 5, so I'm like halfway through it. But I will say it's a couple things that's very interesting about it. One, when you're dealing with something so such a horrid story like that, you know what I'm saying? I have to find some type of something that's gonna like draw me into it. You know what I'm saying? Just because it's an intense matter. So the one thing I can say that's good about the show was acting. You know, the casting, the dude that plays Dahmer. I don't know his name offhand. He's been in a couple other things that I've seen. Well, one other thing that I've seen, a show called WandaVision. It's on like Disney or whatever. But he had a cameo appearance on that. But what's very interesting is on this show, it's like totally different. Like he's a total character actor. He really gets into the role. Then you have Niecy Nash. You know, she's a popular actress. Big shout out to Compton. So she's on the show, and so some of the things that I didn't realize about the show just watching the first 5 episodes. Then the other thing. So you know, once again, for me analyzing it, like there's got to be good casting because I can't watch something like this that's so like horrific without like I said, good casting. So I just told you where I think is good because the casting is on point. Second part is, this happens in, like, the 80s, you know what I'm saying? And he got caught, Jeffrey Dahmer got caught in, like, 1990, 91, is when he was going into trial. And I remember being in, like, hearing about this. I was in middle school, you know, early 90s, a lot of just crazy stories coming out, you know what I'm saying? You had this, you had the Lorena Bobbitt. I remember you had the Nancy Kerrigan, what was the lady's name? She hit the chick with the ice skaters. It was all types of like crazy little wild stories that was happening. But anyway, this one kind of, and then you had, of course, you had I'm drawing a blank. Rodney King, that was another big story. You know what I'm saying? So you had all these kind of crazy early 90s stories, but Jeffrey Dahmer probably took the cake because this was like freaking cannibalistic type shit. So I was like, what? And I just saw Silence of the Lambs. I think Silence of the Lambs came out probably like that same year. You know what I'm saying? I thought Silence of the Lambs was wild. So, you know, I'm always was into like the stink movies and shit like that. Like, you know, I always thought that was one of my favorite genres of movies. But anyway, long story short, the other part is that I was getting to is it's a very good period piece. Because, you know, if you're going to talk about something that happened in the past, you got to be right on point with, like, the music and stuff like that. So what kind of, like, grabbed me was, like, I didn't know that this whole, where he was doing all his, I guess, his killings, I hate to say it, but that's what it is, it was in Milwaukee, in this black area of Milwaukee. So I had no clue. You know what I'm saying? So, and a lot of his victims, unfortunately, you know, some of them was black, and but they was a couple of white victims, but they was mostly like minorities, you know what I'm saying? And being that he was in a black neighborhood at the time, he was able to kind of fall under the radar. So it's just kind of a little interesting innuendos. But I don't want to give it away, but it's very interesting. And I like the part that really makes it interesting to me, and I'm not, and the one of the reasons why I was kind of hesitant on watching it, because, you know, it's a lot going on. We're in society right now where it's all types of crazy shit, so you got to kind of protect your energy at all times. But, so I just don't want no copycat people trying to think it's cool, because it's not. But on the other part, I do like seeing the psychological part of it, and you can just see, you know, and once again, I don't have any kids, But when you're raising kids, you know, you can't have kids see certain things too soon. You know what I'm saying? You never know how it's going to affect their psyche. And, you know, if it affects their psyche as a kid, you know, what type of psyche they're going to have as an adult. And that's the kind of the one thing you kind of see with this whole Jeffrey Dahmer thing. And then once somebody can just get away with something and then it becomes easy to them. And then the other part psychologically is like where it becomes easy to them and they, you know, get a fetish for something and it starts to, it seems like it brings them power because it's doing certain things that the, a normal person wouldn't do, and it's just being swept under the rug, you know, or they aren't being caught, you know what I'm saying? So that's another thing that's kind of interesting. But, you know, I am kind of all in on it. But it's very intense, so anybody that's out there that's watching it, I would say it's probably, you know, one episode per sitting, two maybe, but that's it, man. You know, I think you should give yourself a break. But I have to say, though, it's done very well. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm keep the people posted. Like I said, I'm halfway through it, so I'm eager to see. I know how the story ends, but I'm eager to see how they play it out. But, you know, it's been very controversial. It's been, I can't even lie, it's been an interesting watch, you know what I'm saying, just for me. But, so that's it, you know. And like I said, I was saying it was going to be like my Halloween thing, but this was a little too close to reality. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, it did happen, and it is a story. And sometimes facts, or sometimes, what's the word I'm looking for? Sometimes real life is better than fiction, or scarier than fiction. And that's kind of what this is, you know, if you're going to watch something peaceful or scary during the Halloween season. So, you know, that's what I kind of been zoning out to as far as a TV show. Now, on a different note, really quickly, too, I'm going to probably dive a little bit more into this topic a little bit on Reasonable Doubt, you know what I'm saying, this coming Tuesday with my host, Kev Hurt. Once again, Reasonable Doubt, that's my show that I do. It's a half-an-hour show every Tuesday on my Mo Benz Twitter page. You know what I'm saying? It's exclusively on Twitter, of course. And, yeah, check it out, man. 8 p.m. 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, you know, every Tuesday night. Me and Camp Park, we run it down. And it's based on the Jay-Z classic 1996 album, Reasonable Doubt. You know, so each one of our topics is going to reflect a song from that album. But long story short, we'll probably be talking about one of the topics this week is going to be the female rap game. I'm going to probably title it Bring It On, or unless he comes with a different name for it. But anyway, what kind of sparked it? I got about 3 minutes left. I just want to shout out Armani Caesar. You know what I'm saying? So Armani Caesar, she's the first lady of Griselda. I really like the album, man. She dropped Liz, too. It's kind of been, I've been waiting on it. You know, she dropped Liz one probably about a year, 2 years ago, or whatever. That was her debut album on Griselda. So big shout out to West Side Gun, you know, Benny the Butcher, Conway the Machine, Stove Guy Cooks. But it's a dope album, man. Like, to me, I even tweeted this on a retweeted West Side Gun. He had said something about it, you know, pumping it up. But on the Real Adult Talk Twitter page, I actually said that I'm officially retiring Lil' Kim's Hardcore. You know, I've probably heard that album like 1,000 times over the years, you know what I'm saying? But it hasn't aged well. I'm going to be honest with you. The Lil' Kim Hardcore album, I mean, it's classic. Don't get me wrong. If you never heard it, you know, you're going to love it, you know what I'm saying? Well, not necessarily love it, but you'll see that this sparked all the females that we have in the game now, you know what I'm saying? That's definitely like the album to set the stage for City Girls, Meg Thee Stallion, all the different females that you just see. But to me, you know, Foxy, you know, had a better skill set, you know what I'm saying? To me, her albums, you know, I can listen to more, and they've aged pretty well to me, Foxy's joint, much better than Lil' Kim's. But I say that to say this, but Hardcore is still the standard, because I was like the first just out there, different. Up until that point, you had MC Lyte, and you had Queen Latifah, a lot of righteousness or females. It was like tomboys and shit like that. So when Little Kim dropped Hardcore, that was just the beginning of this whole sexiness wave and women just, you know, taking control of their sexuality and, like, you know, champion of that and that. But anyway, the Liz part two, to me, it takes that, but it's like the 2022 version. So, you know, we only got about a minute left. I'm going to probably talk a little bit more about it next week because I didn't get a chance to really go into the tracks and why I like it. But big shout out to the first single. It's called Diana. It's featuring Kodak Black. I think she's dropping a video for it. She's been posting little clips of her video on Instagram. But I think the official video is going to drop in the next, like, couple of days. But it's got Kodak Black on it. It's a dope single. And then for the picture, it's, like, inspired by, like, Little Kim Hardcore, you know what I'm saying? So it's dope. Check it out. You know what I'm saying? I remember Mo Benz put you on. But anyway, this has been the world famous Chop Up. Once again, this has been another episode of Real Adult Talk with SGMO Benz. You know how we do, man. Every Sunday night, 10 p.m. to I'm sorry, 9. I'm messing these hours all up today. All
right, 10 p.m. 9
p.m. Yeah, 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Me and Black serve it up for y'all. So, you know, as always, you know what I'm saying, if you want to put a face with the voice, follow me on IG, Mo Benz, MOBINNS. Follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk, TAWK. You know, we put that country twang on, and I'm always keeping crunk on there. And, you know, till next week, man, everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace. Signing off.
Peace.